If you are wondering what we actually look like, you only hear us, we are now on YouTube.
You want to watch this full episode? Join us on YouTube. Just search for Sex Talk with My Mom.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our Sex Podcast Collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
What? Oh,
is that a hit on or a shit on?
Does Michelle Obama have a bulge?
That's what I was thinking. Do you think she does? Is that a known fact or... Michelle?
Maybe you're saying something very inspirational and they thought that you were being like Michelle Obama. It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Poter.
And I'm his mother, Karen Lee Poacher.
And we're chatting about sex on a weekly basis for your entertainment and our mutual discomfort. What did you growl? Did you just growl at the screen?
I growled. Yes, I growled.
We start with a sneaky freak question of the week. If you're just tuning in, you are a sneaky freak. Any listener of our show is a sneaky freak. And
I'm actually wearing a sneaky freak t-shirt right now. If you go to YouTube, you might be able to see this or some of our clips. But here it is, sneaky freaks.
Showing off your boobs over there?
I took any opportunity to show off my boobs, I do.
Oh my fucking God. So this week's question of the week comes from one of you listeners named Andrew. Thank you very much for sending us in this awesome question.
This question is a little different than usual. Like the past questions are like, where's the freakiest place you had sex? Or... tell us about if you've ever walked in a parent having sex or a kid having sex. But this one is different.
This one is different. It is, have you ever fucked an armpit?
See what I said?
If not, what's the most unusual body part or object you've engaged with? I love this.
Cam, have you ever done this?
I have never fucked an armpit. No, I can't say I have. Have you ever fucked an armpit, Mother?
No. And I've never had my armpit been fucked.
Wow.
Boobs, yes.
Boobs you have had fucked?
I have had boobs fucked. They work well, very well for the larger members, people who have large membranes, people who have large members.
Why does it have to be a large member?
Because then it doesn't have to all go in the vagina.
What are you talking about?
If you have a long-ass member.
Yeah, but okay? You just said you have had your boobs fucked, and then you said
I know. Oh, you're right. I was thinking legs fucked.
The fuck is going on over there?
I've done that too. Yeah, that's for the large
member.
What is
going on?
I don't know. I got my headphones in. I'm all connected here and it's all COVID. I'm still recovering from COVID.
Okay, you can use
that. I'm going to be blaming that for the next 2 years.
But just somehow you outed yourself as having both titty fucked and thigh fucked.
Yeah.
What's the most unusual body part you've fucked or have had fucked?
That would be it, probably. But I know of a friend of mine who we went on a vacation years ago when we were all single, and she got together with some guy, and she loved getting her toes sucked, and he sucked her toes in a nightclub.
Sucked them dry?
She had an orgasm. She had an orgasm.
Why do you... You've said that... You've told this story on the show before. Why are you so amazed by that?
Because could you have... If you had your toes sucked, would you have an orgasm? You probably would.
I think I could have... If I tried hard enough, I could come without any stimulation. I think I could use my mind to actually ejaculate.
Like you're talking like a wet dream.
Yeah, I guess it would be like a wet dream. Yeah, so obviously I could use my mind to do that. You're right.
No, that's involuntary.
Yeah, I guess this is voluntary. I think I could do it. Out of curiosity, what the fuck were you talking about before with the large membrane situation?
I was saying that if you have a really large
schlong?
Yes. And it goes in between like your legs before it gets in even in near the pussy area.
Yeah.
It tends to help for those who don't like to be like, you know, like, bam, ow, that hurt, you know, when it's too long. People think it's so great to be too long, but a lot of people have difficulties. So if you put your legs as part
Holy you know, shit, how big are these members that you're finding?
I'm not finding like them on the street.
Jesus Christ.
What are you talking about? I'm just saying in my years of experiencing sex, in my years, I've noticed
I have
that.
To say, I've never had to use that tactic before.
Well, most people are average size, but that would make sense, an average size
person. I'm an average Joe.
You're an average Joe. So you have not had any experience other than your dreams.
I've never fucked an armpit. I think I've licked an armpit. I'm not sure, but I probably have licked an armpit.
You've licked an armpit?
Actually,
what
on second, honestly, I don't think I've licked an armpit on second thought.
I can't imagine you licking armpits. It's just not your
I bet
style.
I probably have kissed an armpit.
Well, that's
a joke
very sweet.
Or something.
Is a joke?
I'm not so turned on by the armpits. That's all I'm trying to say. In terms of, have I fucked anything unusual?
Yeah, what did you fuck?
I'm pretty basic. I do the vulva in and on top. We'll get into that.
In and on top.
You know, kind of just riding the outside of it.
Oh, I got what you're saying. You're talking about the labia.
Yeah, I'm talking about the fucking labias. Riding the labias.
I don't want to even think about what you're talking about. But I'd like to see it here with the sneaky freaks because I know
let's
that
move
they're
on
freakier
to the
than both
freaks.
Of us.
Yeah, let's move on to the sneaky freaks. We got Joseph says, I've definitely fucked an armpit. I have a fetish for hairy armpits, though, so not that unusual. Most unusual place is probably belly button. She had a really deep one.
Oh. Okay. Well, when you were a little boy, Cam,
yeah,
you figured that out.
I figured out that I could fuck a belly button.
You were 6 years old. I remember I was in bed with your dad, not having sex, just you know, watching TV or something. And you came barging in the room and you go, I figured it out. I know where babies come from. It's when a man sticks his penis into the belly button of the woman.
I got it right at a young age.
You got it right.
That's
there
right.
There you go.
And I guess Joseph has got it right.
Joseph has it right, too.
Here's what I'm wondering. How deep is this belly button?
I know. I was thinking the same thing. And can you imagine
a
if you
really
had a
deep
belly
one?
Button?
What is it, going through her fucking torso? I don't understand how you could have it that cavernous.
And not to mention, how do you clean that out? But the amount of lint that comes out of that belly button has got to be disgusting. You got to really, you got to have like a toothbrush and go in there with a toothbrush and swirl it around and get all that shit out.
Cut it out.
What?
You cut it out.
You cut it out. I'm telling you that you got to be clean.
All right, let's move on to the next one. Thank you, Joseph. Bronson says, in college, I was with a girl for a bit that was a virgin. She was saving herself, but literally everything else was on the table. Feet, thighs, boobs. Thighs were amazing. She was able to apply different amounts of pressure as I slid between them. Hell of a good orgasm. Amazing how much you can do without having penetrating sex. Now, this is what I'm talking about. I love this mixing it up, you know, trying new things, living a little bit. And I'm guessing that Bronson must have been using a lubricant.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Well, the type of lubricant?
Uber lube to save the day. We'll get into our favorite lube, Uber lube, in a bit. But I just wanted to say, Bronson, right on to experimentation with all these other body parts.
Well, it sounds like the girl was into it, like, for sure. That she's, and I'm wondering how common that is, because I was very, like, you. Some guy can swipe the side of my boob when, you know, if you're in a car and you put this hand next to my boob, you swipe the side of my boob and I can have an orgasm that way when I was a teenager.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I used to be a little horn dog.
Yeah, but then, you know, as you get up there in age, like the old grandma that I am, except that I'm not a grandma.
Yeah.
Someone swipe my boob, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
What are you swiping for? I think if I got my dick swiped, I still would get rock hard.
Okay,
I think
thank
I'm
you for
still
sharing.
Still got the vibrant sixth grade energy.
This is good. You'll be a. Remember when you met that old man when you were in Spain?
Why do you always bring this up, Mom?
Well, first of all, you're out of the country.
You were never in Spain with me. This is all a story that you heard secondhand, and yet you bring it up so much more often than I do.
Well, now you've got everybody's curiosity aroused. Please, expound.
You got him aroused. Basically, I sat with this old man and he told me that the key to life is to use my dick before it falls off.
See?
Well, I see.
This is what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
You got to use it or you're going to lose it. That's right.
All right. Moving right along to Jason, who says, no, haven't fucked an armpit. I've heard of Mormon college students contracting chlamydia of the armpit from engaging in such activities.
Okay. Now, that is interesting. I've never heard of anybody getting chlamydia of the armpit.
Maybe gonorrhea
of the armpit. Maybe syphilis of the armpit.
No,
but I never
heard. Can't get any of these fucking things from the armpit. This is garbage news.
Can you get COVID from the armpit?
You can't get COVID from the armpit. These are bodily fluids. What are you getting? Secretions from your armpit, like sweat? You can't get it through sweat. It's nonsense. This is fake news.
Well, I'm wondering if these Mormon college students are shaving or letting it grow out because maybe there's like a forest underneath the arms and there's chlamydia growing in the forest.
Ew.
Well,
you're grossing me out today, Moot.
All right. Sorry about that. All right.
Gina said,
wait a second.
What?
You were the one who loved this question so much.
I love this question.
Oh, we got to do this question.
You, and next thing you know, you're talking about getting thigh fucked, titty fucked, fucking hairy armpits, smelly armpits, chlamydia armpits. What's going on?
I didn't bring these things up. Our sneaky freaks did. That was Jason.
Blame it on the sneaky freaks. Gina says, you want to share Gina's?
Yeah, someone licked my armpit once. It made me very uncomfortable. Smiley, happy, hilarious face. I was only 22 and didn't know what those kinks were yet. So now she knows.
Now
Gina,
she knows.
It's
now
a kink.
She's probably getting her armpits licked every fucking week.
That's an early thing. She would mention it.
Yeah, that's probably true. But that is an early, in experimentation. I can imagine that's very surprising.
Yeah, well, someone I think later on brought up the fact that you can have the arm could with the hair can resemble the vulva with the hair.
Yeah, yeah. Let's move on to Sage, who says, oh my gosh, I would have never thought to use an armpit. I have very large breasts, though. So those have always sufficed. Thank you.
I bet a lot of people have titty fucked.
Even I've titty fucked, Mom.
You have?
Don't give me that bullshit.
Well, how come if you've titty fucked, then why didn't you mention when I asked you what part of the bodies did you...
You fuck cut me off. I couldn't even talk about the titty fucking. You know, you lose a lot from the conversation by cutting me off. You know?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay.
You know, I can be surprising in so many ways, and yet I just sometimes don't have the soapbox or the space to actually open my mouth.
I'm very sorry to hear that. I gave you the opportunity to tell a story about the old man saying you use it or lose it, and then you were resentful that I brought that up again. So
yeah, well,
you can't win for losing over here.
All right. Liz says, I've never fucked an armpit, but I have made out with one.
What does that mean?
She's made out with an armpit. I could imagine that being a very erotic thing.
What is the difference between sucking and making out with an armpit?
Sucking.
Or fucking.
Fucking an armpit?
Oh, fucking. I thought you said sucking.
Sucking and fucking. All right. Moving right along to James. Oh, this is one of my favorite responses over here. Get your vegetables of dildonic proportions. That's how he begins this text, as if he's selling dildonic proportion vegetables. My second wife had a thirst for fullness from time to time, so I would shove a phallic-shaped vegetable in one of her orifices and plunge my boner in the other. I would switch it up to keep her guessing on where the veggies were going to invade, and sometimes the veggie would get a boner buddy just for kicks. Otherwise, I'm pretty straight up. If it's not an erogenous zone or a kink of hers, then no. However, not all women are the same, so I have picked around... So I have poked around a pit, thighs, breasts, ass cheeks, and done some hot-dogging of the labia. As for me...
Can we stop for a second? Hot-dogging
yes, that's what
means-
I do.
That's what you do.
Yes,
I've had that done too. It's actually a good foreplay too.
Sometimes it's a good whole thing, you know. I'm a sensitive guy down there sometimes, and the labia might be enough. Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. James goes on to say, as for me, I've been jacked off with a spaghetti squash, papaya fruit, and beef roast.
Wait. She takes a spaghetti
she
squash.
She takes a fucking big ass spaghetti squash and
does
shoves
she cook
his
it first?
Dick in. I'm sure the spaghetti squash tends to be very hard if you don't cook it first.
So she can burn his dick off if you do.
No. So they probably bake the spaghetti squash in like probably 375 for about 30 minutes.
You put any kind of butter in there or anything?
You might, yeah, you could put a little coconut oil in there and get it lubed up.
You're not going to want to waste a good papaya. I mean, spaghetti sauce.
So you cut it in half. You save half for a nice meal. And then you fucking shove your dick in the rest.
Okay. And the same thing with the papaya.
The papaya fruit I don't like. It's supposed to be good for digestion. I would fuck the whole thing. It does resemble a vulva in a lot of ways. Now, the beef roast is unusual to me.
Why?
I've never even heard of someone fucking a beef roast.
Well, the people say that the labia sometimes, because of the coloring, remind you of a roast beef. So maybe that's where he got that idea.
You think it's sliced roast beef?
No, I didn't say it was sliced. It could be a whole beef that he does. Maybe he has sex with it and then he eats it. Yeah, we have to ask him what he does with the remaining produce.
I don't want to yuck anyone's yum over here, but I don't know. For me, I wouldn't be able to eat a beef roast after I fucked it.
What about an apple pie? I don't think you'd let a good apple pie go to waste.
I'm not into fucking foods. I think there's too much like sugars and shit that can get in there and fuck up my pH balance.
Okay.
You never hear of guys talking about pH balance. I hear it constantly about the vulva. You know, it's very sensitive. It's got to be the perfect regular, you know, acidic levels, well, shit like that.
You're talking about the vagina.
The whole thing, mom.
The whole thing.
You don't want to get all...
No.
All fucked up in there. But,
no,
but the
it's
dick,
a very delicate area.
The dick... I bet you the dick's pH...
It doesn't matter at all? No.
You put it in a fucking tub of acid and it's fine?
Maybe you're right. Maybe... I don't know. This is getting too complicated.
All right, moving on to Alyssa. Alyssa says, I fucked a giant stuffed Easter bunny.
Oh, boy.
When I was like 12 or 13, I would hump its foot. First way I ever masturbated. And she gives a little bunny icon, a little bunny emoji.
I will never look at an Easter bunny the same.
Yeah, she's fucking Easter bunnies humping its foot, though.
But I think that's what young girls do. They like to hump.
Yeah, pillow. What was the first thing you ever humped, mother?
Your father. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't know. I maybe an electric toothbrush. I don't know.
That's why you want to fucking make that electric toothbrush vibrator so badly from an early age.
See, I'm always thinking it's a business thing, you know?
You started with electric toothbrushes pretty young.
Maybe I started with a regular toothbrush.
You're just brushing your fucking vanj?
No, I don't even remember. You know what? It's been so long ago, I can't remember.
Oh, my God. All right, moving on to Lisa, who says, have not armpit fucked, but titty fucked. Not that unusual. Started to send the pic of it happening to you, but figured you wouldn't appreciate that visual. Okay, I think that's right. I appreciate you not sending over the titty fucking pics.
Yeah, don't send us any dick pics either.
No dick pics. I will take any. I think I would accept nudes.
Oh, would you? You're gonna get a lot of nudes after. I don't want dick.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what? Why'd you say that? Because now they're gonna send it to the Gmail account, and I'm gonna end up seeing it, and I don't need to be.
I don't mind you. I'm gonna be a little
prudent.
I don't know if I specify that I only want women's pics. Is that wrong?
Wait, you're gonna be canceled because you say that you're straight?
I don't know. I started thinking. Dick pics are not actually up my alley. All right, moving on to Jody.
Well, last time somebody sent me a dick pic, you sent them back a picture of your inflamed hair follicle on your leg.
There's more where that came from.
You got another inflamed hair follicle?
I think I have one coming on. Why do I have all these inflamed hair follicles?
You always have issues.
You always have issues. Jody says, I once fucked a cucumber. Warning, do not peel the cucumber first.
I thought about that.
What do you mean you thought about it?
I was thinking, like, should you leave the peeling on? Because it would be, like, a lot easier. You can put some Uber Lube on that thing.
You can fuck a cuke?
Yeah.
Not a Persian cuke? Like one of those little baby ones? Or you're talking about big...
What's the point of that? Yeah.
Slicing cucumber.
A regular slicing cucumber.
It's a thick fucker.
Yeah. But if you...
Maybe a hot... a hothouse cucumber.
A hothouse cucumber.
An organic hothouse.
Oh, yeah. You'd be worried about the mud on that thing. Wait.
The pesticides.
I'm thinking if they, what happens if she peels it, though?
What do you mean, what happens?
She said, don't peel the cucumber first. Why?
Oh, it probably gets very squishy.
Squishy or, yeah, maybe it gets stuck in there. Who
it gets
knows?
Stuck. I don't know, but
it gets mushy.
Why? I wonder why she thought to peel first. Why? It wouldn't even cross my mind to peel the cuke first.
I bet Jody's like a cook.
Oh, cooks, maybe.
Cooks think that way. Oh. Regular people do not. Civilians don't think that way. We just grab this. I hope everybody's washing these cucumbers off, because I remember I heard about this from a friend of mine who went to a stag party, and he said that two women that came in and they fucked the cucumber, one at each end. That must have been a very long cucumber.
Very long. That's not a hothouse.
It's not a hothouse, but it's probably.
The hothouse is a very long cuke.
Would you be turned on if you saw the two women fucking a cucumber?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
I
but
would
who
be.
Knows? You would be?
Probably.
Well,
anything that's weird, I'd be somehow turned on by it.
Oh, you like weird shit?
I like to watch it. I don't necessarily need to participate. I'm a voyeur more than I am a participant.
Yeah, it's just being in that environment, you know, being in that mindset could be very erotic.
Yeah, you that's what I'm talking
people
about.
Fuck a cucumber. I don't know.
It depends
if they're enjoying it, I think.
You get horny over everything.
No,
you
I don't think if they're not enjoying the fucking.
Well,
the
why would they not be enjoying it? Well, if they're
if
doing
it's a
this,
stag party and they're fucking getting paid to fuck a cucumber, they might not be enjoying it.
Why wouldn't they?
Who calls it a stag party anyway? It's a bachelor party these days.
I'm so sorry. In my day, it was called a stag party.
Okay, can we go on to the elder statesman Tom?
Yes.
Who probably has been to stag parties in his life?
I guarantee, and he probably saw two girls fucking a cucumber.
Tom says he's never screwed an armpit. He says these aren't that unusual, I guess, but I've gotten off between boobs, feet, and ass cheeks. Ass cheeks I have never done, and I'm curious about.
I probably have done that, too. Didn't think about
does
the ass
that mean
cheeks.
He's so that means he's not fucking an asshole, but actually just the cheeks of the ass.
He's just rubbing it in there.
Rubbing it in there. I feel like you need a lot of lube for that, otherwise you get a little burn or something.
Tom, we got a little Uber lube coming your way.
Uber lube, baby. We got a response here from Haven. Haven says, my now husband, then boyfriend, asked me if he could put his hard dick in my ear only
what?
2 weeks into us dating. I said,
an ear.
Two weeks into dating,
can you imagine?
Can I put my dick in your ear?
Oh, my God. Would you ever do that either? I don't think so, because you'd be worried the wax is going to build up on your dick.
No, I would I fuck an ear? I mean, if she requested me to put my dick in her ear, I would say, yeah. By request only. Would you
that
fuck?
That was me raising my hand saying, I would never do that.
Why?
I would not allow the wax that's stuffed in there to be whacked. I can push an eardrum. You don't do
you're
that.
You're talking about if he comes in your ear?
Comes, bangs it. I got enough. You know, that's all I need is more issues.
You're talking about you puncturing the eardrum.
I don't know. Maybe just pushing the wax that's already in there into the areas it's not supposed to be pushed. Very bad idea.
I've been thinking recently, I would love to get my ears cleaned out. I'm wondering if that's a thing that people do in Colombia.
Clean out by sticking
wax.
Someone's dick in there?
I could barely order lunch, and I'm going to try to ask if someone can clean out my ear hole.
Why don't you just wait till you get back? You don't need to have your ears cleaned out.
Okay. All right. Moving right along. There's more from Avon.
More.
I said yes, but we were uncontrollably laughing as he did it. Really only the tip of it was pressing on my ear, and it was a weird kind of wet feeling. That was kind of like what you described, Mother.
I would not like that at all.
I think he asked me more as a joke than anything, as he loves to keep things light and a little humorous in the bedroom. Oh, I love that.
I do like that too.
Yeah.
But I can say I don't like when someone kisses me, like even when your grandfather.
I was a slobber.
Yeah, slobber, and he'd kiss me, like he'd grab my face, he grabs my lips, he's licking my lips.
Oh.
This is my father-in-law, Argentinian.
Oh, God.
Then he'd literally go to give me a big kiss right in my ear, and I thought I had, like, I lost my hearing for a minute. Because it's like when you kiss someone really loud in your ear, it can reverberate.
Yeah, it definitely reverberates.
It's not my thing. Is it your thing? When someone kisses you loudly in
your
ear,
some people like that. Some people really like that. I it doesn't do it for me. But I've been.
Well,
with
we're
people
not
going to really
yuck
like
anyone's yum, but it ain't for me either.
Yeah, I don't know why it doesn't turn me on for some reason. Some people really like to get their ears sucked and shit. It doesn't do it for me. I don't know. The ear for me is not that erogenous.
I could tell you Dee's likes the earlobe sucked.
Okay, you don't need to tell me that. You don't need to know that you're fucking sucking your boyfriend's ears. All right. Kaylee says, absolutely not, but I think every girl has probably ridden a guy's knee.
That's true.
Is that true?
Well, again, we're talking early teenage years. I was humping on my then boyfriend's leg, and I was a virgin still. And I said, do you want to have sex with me? And he said, yeah. And I go, well, I'm not ready.
Oh, my God. What a cock tease.
Yeah, but I was humping away.
I like that you were honest with him, though, and you said, I'm not
ready.
Clothes
on. I think it was just being a tease.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
I've never had my knee humped.
How about the whole like upper thigh?
Have I had my upper thigh humped? Yeah. Yeah, I have.
Okay, thank you.
I had to go through the archive, but I found one. All right, Glenda says, big old toes used to penetrate my little man in my boat.
I love that reference, my little man in my boat.
That's the clit, huh?
In the boat, which is a vulva, yes.
And so she's talking about toes going right to the clit.
I don't think I like that either, because not all toes
are... You just said you loved it.
No, I did not say I loved it. I don't like toes in my vagina because of a lot of different reasons. One being that if you're not with someone who's, you know, really trimming those nails, you can make a fissure down there.
Oh, a fissure.
And what if the toes are not clean? Sometimes you don't have clean underneath the toenails.
You involve toes at all in your fucking?
Sometimes somebody likes to suck on my toes.
There we go again. There we go again.
You asked. Why did you ask a question like that? Why?
I wasn't actually expecting you to say that.
It's a very, very, very vanilla. Toe sucking and earlobe. It's not anything like
the extremities. Weird.
Extremities, you're not going to write home about that.
I'm not writing home. What, am I going to write home to you saying, hey, you get your fucking toes sucked? All right. Cassie says, I haven't, but my husband smells mine during sex.
She's referring to the armpit.
Yeah. No deodorant, but freshly showered is his thing. I've ridden another vulva owner's knee before. That was awesome. Another knee. In a sniffing, I love the smell of my own armpits. I can't say I've actually been with people who I don't like the smell of their armpits.
You know, they say that could be pheromones. Sometimes if you don't want something that's like too similar, because then it ruins the pheromones. So you want to do something. If you don't like the smell, maybe that's because it's too close to your own.
I don't know why I didn't like her smell so much. Maybe, but it was specifically her BO. Her BO is particularly bad for me. What are you
I don't
fucking
know.
My sister over here? What is that?
No, I don't get when like in porn, when they have someone at the gym, like, you know, oh, we're going to go fuck, and they're all sweaty. Ew.
Some people like that. I think we have a lot of listeners, actually, that like the fucking with the sweat around.
I know. I don't. It's just not my thing. I don't like. I went to the Thunder Down Under, which is the male review in Vegas with my friends. And these guys are coming over to the table and they are completely dripping sweat. And I'm like, move away, guy.
You.
I don't want that on me at all. That just does not do it for me.
Don't yuck people's yums, please, Mom.
I'm not yucking any. You can cancel me. I just don't like when people drip sweat on me. And I also don't like if I'm with a guy and he drools on me. I don't like that either.
Some people like that too.
I don't.
All right.
And I'm entitled to my own desires. Not desires, as they will.
All right. Well, don't yuck anyone's yum, will you?
Okay.
We got Jay who says, I like outside fucking. So he's talking about hot dog and the labia again.
Uh-huh.
Her on top is easiest. Lube up, guide her grinding on the shaft, no penetration. You can even start soft or semi-erect. I would be over the moon about that. I'd come very quickly.
I think you'd be over the moon at any kind of female interaction right now.
Excuse me? What does that mean? You think I'm just all horned up right now?
Yeah, I think you went down to South America. You got all horned up with all the Colombians.
I do feel a renewed sexual awakening over here. There's never been a sexual dormancy recently, but If anything, it's been revved up here. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm on my own. I'm on a little adventure or something like that.
Yeah, those South Americans, they have a lot of sexuality in their movements.
They had a lot of sexuality. Yeah. All right, well, I'll share a little about what's going on over here, if we could just ramp up this segment really quick.
Okay, let's do that.
I want to thank everyone who's participated in this wonderful Sneaky Freak question of the week. You make our show possible. If anyone else would like to participate, give us a text at 310-356-3920.
We'd love to chat with you.
Yeah. Thank you all for all your wonderful responses.
Cam, or should I say Cameron?
Cameron.
Which means shrimp, by the way. Anybody laugh when you tell them your name?
Yeah, I often say, hi, I'm Cameron, como camarones. And everyone's like, why the fuck is this guy named Shrimp?
Yeah, I named you Shrimp for a reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just kidding. I just like the name. But I like the fact that you can use your name and people will remember you. But that's the same thing with me with Karen.
Yeah, that's nice.
Because when people call me Karen, I say, I'm the good Karen.
Oh.
Not the bad Karen. Ooh. And then people always remember my name. It's awesome.
It is wonderful. Do you want to take over this segment, Mother?
Or I'd like to talk to more about my name, but we have to hear Cam's travel stories.
We have to hear Cam's travel stories. Unfortunately,
how's it going down in South America?
Unfortunately, this podcast has two co-hosts, and the other one has to occasionally talk.
Tell us how it's going over in Medellin.
First of all,
how do you say it?
Medellin.
Medellin.
Or Medellin.
All right. Well, I say Medellin.
Yeah, you called him Medellinus the other day.
Medellinus. Your hair looked Medellinus when you didn't wash it for like 3 days.
I'm literally washing twice a day because I have an itchy asshole right now.
Well, golly gee. Glad you had to tell us. Tell us about your... let's hear some more about your itchy asshole because you don't have anything to complain about, so that's what you come up with.
I have been going on dates. Well, I went on one date and then went out into a bar and met some other people. A little... these Colombians, are you hitting the mic? I can't get one word out without you fussing around, taking the spotlight off me.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Go ahead. The Colombian women or the Colombian men or just people?
Well, I'm mainly falling in love with Colombian women.
Aww. Anyone look like Sofia?
No, but I am wildly attracted to these people. It's unbelievable. And you've got a spiciness. There's a fire in them. It terrifies me.
Why?
They got a street smart. It's a combo of fire and a street smart that I'm not used to.
You're not street smart?
I have high EQ. But when it comes to like navigating a foreign country, knowing who to trust and not trust, I just have no fucking clue. And
no, it's not that. You just go into fight or flight mode like what you did yesterday.
What do you mean yesterday?
When you got a little nervous, so you sent me a location of where you are on the map in case you don't arrive home.
Why do you have to make fun of me for this? I'm trying to stay safe over here. If I'm going on a date, I'm going to tell you where I am in case I don't make it back. And so you can see where I'm dead in a fucking alley somewhere.
What happens if you forget to text me or you're having so much fun that you stay overnight and then I'm worried all night long because I didn't see anything?
All right, so maybe I won't send you my fucking location.
No, you better send
I'm going to send it to my sister instead.
I noticed that you did.
Well, only her.
Okay. Why didn't you send it to your younger brother?
He doesn't give a flying fuck. Anyway, I was on a date and she goes, you know, I don't understand Americans. She's telling me all the things that she doesn't understand about, well, she doesn't say Americans because South America is also America. She said, I don't understand about us, people from the United States. And she starts sharing. And I said, I don't understand a lot about the people from Colombia. Like, for example, who the fuck I can trust? Because there have been a few instances where I feel like people are trying to take advantage of me. I've been in situations where suddenly I'm just paying for other people that I was not expecting, suggesting. Next thing you know, I'm paying for them.
All right. So you're saying that they're taking advantage of sometimes your I see hospitality.
They see me and they're like, ooh, Estados Unidos. And then there's like they a dollar sign in their fucking, the dollar signs are in their fucking eyes.
Maybe they're looking at you like you're a clown because you're wearing weird clown shoes.
I don't think so. Although I am wearing weird clown shoes. Anyway.
Is anybody else wearing weird clown shoes that you've seen on the streets?
No.
That's why they think that you're an easy target. Anyone who would buy those clown shoes and wear them out in public can be taken advantage of. That's what's going on there.
That might be right. I maybe dropped the clown shoes. But I've been very impressed. I would love to pick up on their street smarts because, I mean, I've met people that, yeah, they lap me in terms of knowing how to like manipulate a situation. And even I asked one and she was like, yeah, we're very good actors. We know how to manipulate.
Oh,
that's all I needed to fucking hear.
We're good at manipulating. Ooh.
I know. I literally asked her, are you trying to make me nervous?
It's there. And she's proud of it too.
No, she said, I'm very skilled at it, but I'm actually choosing not to engage that side of myself anymore. It is interesting. I mean, she kind of was like, yeah, we've grown up and having to be street smart and savvy. And this is a skill that comes with it. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. And we're coming from a place of extreme privilege where we didn't need to develop these types of fucking skills to, you know, be able to maneuver in a situation.
I am not street smart at all. As a matter of fact, I'm terrified to walk outside my door after 7 o'clock at night.
Well, I have been learning how sheltered my life has been just by venturing down here. And I'm hoping to develop some of these skills by spending time with these people.
You took Muay Thai.
Muay Thai.
You took that.
If someone is trying to rob me.
You do your Muay Thai.
You think I'm going to fucking punch this guy? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to be handing them the money as fast as fucking possible and getting the fuck out of there.
Now you just said that and all the people listening to this podcast in South America are going to go find you. They look on the streets of Medellin and you'll see someone wearing clown shoes and you'll know it's you.
Oh my God. You know I have a very strong fight or flight response though.
I'm well aware since I've been in movie theaters where the lights go out and next thing I know you're 20 rows ahead. I don't know. You fly through the air.
You know, listen, if there's a fire alarm going off and no one else in this fucking theater is moving, I'm getting out of there. I'm not waiting.
Why? What do you leave your mother there for, though?
I gave you a little signal and told you to come on.
Yeah. You could have, the whole place could have burnt down and I'd be stuck in my seat trying to get out when you're already out of the building.
I'm wondering if there's any stories I should share with you from down here.
Yes. I need some stories. Have you had any kind of intimacy with anyone in South America so far?
Sexual intimacy or emotional intimacy?
Both.
Sexual, no. Emotional, kind of. I've made some good friends. Yeah, I've been kind of intimate with some friends.
No, I did not want to hear about that. I mean, any particular friend.
No, there's not been any.
Well, you've only been there a week.
Yeah, I've only been here a week. No, the people have been wonderful. It's a wonderful place. The people are great. The food is awesome. I keep ordering wrong. Today, had no clue what the fuck I ordered at lunch. And a huge fried entire fish came out.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. Tried to order a little granola and yogurt today to go from this cafe. Came in a bowl to eat there. There's some miscommunicating going on over here, but I'm learning.
Is it very different cuisine than you find in Los Angeles?
Not so much. It's fucking good.
It's fucking great.
And it's cheap.
And it's cheap. Perfect for you.
I love it. Yeah, I'm enjoying myself down here. It has been a real exploration in how much I can trust and trust my own intuition in, like, you know, when I feel like it's safe to go somewhere or safe to be with someone. And then
you
trust.
You know what you said to me?
What?
You said, I'm just trying to survive.
Sometimes I feel that way. And then sometimes I feel like I'm on this very fun adventure. Why is that so funny that I'm trying to survive? It's a foreign, completely uncharted lands by me.
It sounds like you're on Survivor, though. You're trying to survive. You're still in a pretty cosmopolitan, like, area.
I know. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's just new. It's a new thing. You know, it's scary. When was the last time you went to a fucking new foreign country for a week by yourself where you barely...
I'm trying to think if I ever went anywhere by myself. I went to New York by myself. That's the same thing.
Yeah, actually, I was thinking my summer in New York was, I also felt a little out of place and scared at times. So I shouldn't say it's just, you know, Medellin. But I have noticed these people, they're smart. They're savvy.
Yep.
All right. What's going on in your life, mother?
Oh, just so much. I don't even know. I have had so much fun right now because Dee's has turned our 1.5-bedroom apartment into a hospital.
What?
We have a wheelchair. Deez fell down and broke his ankle.
Jesus Christ.
And he just had surgery. So we had a wheelchair. Then we had to get a certain type of like metal thing that you stick in a wheelchair so you can have his foot elevated.
Oh, yeah, I know that thing.
Then we had to move the entire dining table over so that he can move this wheelchair back and forth. I feel like I'm in Misery.
Misery?
The movie Misery.
I've never seen that.
When a guy is stuck in a bed. Stephen King. God. And then he has a walker, like my mother, my 90-year-old mother. Then he's getting a scooter so he can scoot around. Then he's got his crutches, which he's become an expert at. Crutches is perfect. Meanwhile, we've got Buddy who's scared of the crutches, so it's a disaster over here.
He took
from the hospital these, what do you know when you pee into these urine receptacles?
Yeah, yes, I remember having
to hold one. He has two of them.
I had to hold one to my grandpa's dick when he was dying.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's
it's well, the same type of receptacle?
Yeah, what does he need that for? I'm not going to go there changing his receptacle.
His receptacle? Why can't he put... Is he just pissing into it? And why can't he just go to the bathroom?
He's just using it in case of an emergency. I don't know what he thinks is going to happen, that somehow or another he's going to end up having to use this urine receptacle thing in it.
Oh, my God, mother.
I don't even know where to begin. But suffice it to say, this is testing my patience because I have my own back issues and things like that. So the two of us together
are
a bunch of... Kvetches.
That is a kvetch.
But the good thing is we're binging a lot of TV shows. So I can, if anybody wants any recommendations, hit me up at
310-356-3920.
I'll be happy to make some recommendations as to what you should watch if you happen to be stuck in the house with Misery.
Oh my fucking God.
It's actually been kind of fun. Anyway, that's what's been going on. Thank you
for that update, mother.
I knew you'd get a kick out of that.
It is hard to take care of someone, especially when they're... Yeah, it's challenging.
Yeah, I had my knee dislocated several times, and I don't remember needing all this thing, but I guess the ankle is very touchy.
Yeah, I hope it gets better soon.
So do I, very soon.
Mom, is it time for hit on or shit on?
Oh, yeah, that's the time.
Hit on or shit on, that's where we take your comments and determine, are you hitting on us or are you shitting on us? Mother, you collected a few this week. What do we got?
This is interesting. I did a TikTok video where I had like a bulge. It looked like I had like a penis.
Okay.
When I was wearing a bathing suit, okay? It looked like I had a bulge.
Why are you putting this on the internet? Okay, go on.
I didn't notice it when I did it, it got a lot of attention. I didn't realize that the particular bathing suit looked like I had a bulge. And so one guy on our TikTok said, Michelle Obama, is that you?
What?
Oh, is that a hit on or a shit on?
Does Michelle Obama have a bulge?
That's what I was thinking. Do you think she does? Is that a known fact or...
Maybe you're saying something very inspirational and they thought that you were being like Michelle Obama.
You know, I met her years ago. She's a fascinating woman.
Okay, so maybe, I would love this to is be a compared. Hit on.
That's a hit on. If you tell me I'm like Michelle Obama, poof, can't get better than that. She speaks her mind. I love it. She if she was dating a younger guy, would be a real cougar.
Oh. You hear her here first.
I also wanted to mention that I decided to give a shout out to the best caption of me and you running around. That's on TikTok, by the way. We're running around in circles like Tom and Jerry, to the Tom and Jerry song. You're chasing me with a microphone. I'm chasing you with a microphone. And I thought it'd be fun to include the Sneaky Freaks in the best caption, and whoever it was would get a shout out from us.
Caption contest?
It was a caption contest. And I'll do one frequently because I love to go on TikTok. Anyway, Yorkshire Pudding 290 said, off to the glory hole.
That's the caption. It's like off with your head, off to the glory hole for you.
You too. We're chasing each other with a microphone.
Off to the glory hole?
I thought that was funny.
Okay. Is it a hit on?
Hit on Yorkshire Pudding 290.
Dennis Lees says,
yeah.
You look like a classic pinup girl. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. The
yes,
fuck?
Sirree. That is a hit on, and I'll take Dennis anyway, I take it from, thank you, Dennis. Pinup girl, classic pinup girl. I think that's from the 50s, though. I don't know when the classic pinup girl was.
I don't know either. It's like the centerfold that you'd put up on the walls or something like that?
I think so.
All right. Thank you, Dennis Lees. We got another one here from Rumple Foreskin. I love that name.
I could not handle it when I saw that.
Rumple Foreskin says,
Why would you have that as your...
If for exactly this situation, when you're commenting on sex talk with my mom's TikTok.
It's such a comedic thing, though. You're a comedian. That's great.
Rumple Foreskin writes, WTF is this podcast?
That's not a hit on.
That is a shit on, Mom.
I know. It's a shit on.
So despite loving his name, he's fucking us.
I always write back to people like that and say, it's a comedy.
All right. Thank you for that. Those hit-ons are shit-ons, everyone.
I love those.
We're more hit-on than shit-on this week. I like that.
Yeah. Usually it's the other way around.
Mother.
Yep.
It's time for Mom's News.
Mom's News.
Mom's News. Mom's News is a segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info. What do we got this week, Mother?
Usually I take something from the Mirror or other wonderful publications like that.
Okay.
This time I decided to do some research.
Ooh.
I'm sewing it all together. I'm coming full circle when we're talking about armpits, and I looked up on Wikipedia armpit fetishism, also known as mastalagnia.
Oh boy.
It's a type of partialism in
hold on. Your news is coming from Wikipedia?
Yeah. Why?
What kind of news is that? You're literally reading from the encyclopedia.
So people can understand what the fetish is with armpits.
Oh, you're creating news right now. You're like, all right, go on.
Yeah. I'm doing the research for so we can come full circle and understand why people are so turned on by armpits and some are not.
Okay, thank you for that research.
So stop interrupting me and listen.
All right.
Armpit fetishism, also known as mastalagnia, is a type of partialism in which a person is sexually attracted to armpits, something which may lead to exilism or armpit intercourse, which is a sexual activity with one or both armpits.
Oh, wow. Is exilism called, is that's the name for armpit intercourse?
Which may lead to exilism, which is a sex, if you're having sex with an armpit, it's called exilism, I suppose.
Also, question, it says it's sexual activity with one or both armpits. How are you fucking both armpits at once?
You go to one side, to the other side, go to the other side, you know, they go back and forth.
Huh.
What do you think it is?
You know, that's exactly what it would have to be, unless I was thinking you could put your kind of elbows together. I don't know.
Well, here's some more. The smell. The natural body smell is a powerful force in its sexual attraction, which is what I told you about pheromones, and can be focused by this strong, pungent odor of the armpit.
Hmm.
It's considered that for a woman to shave her armpits was simply ignorant vandalism, obliterating a powerful sexual tool, and praise the French for greater sexual awareness than American deodorant culture in this regard.
Oh, wow.
A woman's armpits, armpit hair, and secretions.
Mom.
Yes?
We're not just going to sit here while you read an entire Wikipedia article to us about armpit fucking.
The fetish itself is a mild fetish for armpits. Often enjoy licking, kissing, tasting, tickling, and smelling their partner's armpits during sexual foreplay.
Mom, can we wrap this up?
You don't want to know anything else?
Well, you're not providing any information over here.
Well, we're talking about exilism again, stressing the importance of exilism, of the unlubricated friction. So no lube, being confined to the penile shaft.
Mom, I think that's enough for Mom's News.
Mom's News.
Mom's News. Thank you so much.
Now you have a greater understanding.
Yes, you're enlightening all of us, and I really appreciate that, Mom.
I mean, there is a thing. It is a definite. It's a definite fetish.
Yeah, thank you.
A lot of people have.
Mom, do you think this is a good use of people's time or no?
Of course. Okay. Is it time for what I think is one of the least...
Oh, the best use of time.
The best use of time?
The time of the week where your fucking armpits start tingling. Where your thighs start sweating, thinking that you're going to get some fucking friction over there. Where your ear holes get penetrated. It's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers is the place to be. Living is the life for me.
It's Cam's Uppers. Cam's Uppers is a segment of the show where I get to share something near and dear to my heart, something that my mother typically finds
titillating.
Or?
Nihilism. What do they call that again?
Nihilism.
Axelism.
Axelism. Or?
Or basically boring.
Boring. It's Cam's Uppers.
It's boring. Yeah.
It's Cam's Uppers. This week it's not going to be boring because I, you know, I've been thinking a lot about, well, it came to me kind of on a, I took a meditation class on Monday night. You know, that's what I do here in Medellin, Colombia, where I tune into a meditation class happening in the Bay Area of California. And, you know, he was, this lecturer was talking about Jack, shout out to Jack Kornfield. I love him. Anyway, he's talking about how.
Can I ask you something?
What?
Do you think Jack and his wife Trudy like to fuck each other's armpits?
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Just curious.
I get 2 minutes a week to talk about something near and dear to my heart, and you're choosing to desecrate my meditation teachers by talking about their armpit fucking?
I'm wondering if they do.
They're not fucking each other's armpits, although they are hippies, so they probably fuck in weird ways.
I know. I bet you they do.
Yeah. And I bet you they do. Well, he's talking about all the things. What are the things in your life that you're trying to change or that you always want to change that you just can't change? I thought this is a wonderful question, and I encourage everyone to think about this for themselves. Is there anything in your life, Mother, that you want to change that you can't change?
Yeah, I'd like to have my boyfriend be able to walk again.
Ah, good. Can't change it. Very good. There's nothing in my life that I want to change.
Basically, this is the 12-step program. Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Yes. Okay. So anyway, one of the things that I would like to change is the amount of fear in my life. But I actually started thinking about this. I think it is, you can change this. It's not an unchangeable thing. And he goes on to say, you know, you can think of your mind, and he's quoting now, Thich Nhat Hanh, a wonderful Tibetan, or a Zen master, a Vietnamese Zen master.
You know, when you were a little boy in seventh grade, you asked me to get you a new book from the library?
Mm-hmm.
Deepak Chopra.
Okay.
What kid in seventh grade?
Can you stop
when most kids are playing video games would want Deepak Chopra? This is what you asked me for.
I like Deepak Chopra. Actually, I don't love him now. Anyway.
Really?
I am not a huge
fan. He's got a whole new show coming out.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan.
All right.
Anyway, this meditation teacher is talking about how you can think of your mind as a garden, and you plant little seeds in it with all of your thoughts, and you choose which seeds to water and to cultivate into your garden. And so you can choose to water the seeds of fear, hatred, delusion, ill will, these types of things. Or you can choose to water those of loving kindness, of peacefulness, of generosity, of spirit, all these types of things.
So do you ever think about me when you're thinking about the wonderful person that I am?
In terms of what I'm watering?
Yes.
Yeah, I think about you're watering the seeds all the time. But I've got a fucking full garden full of plants dedicated just to you.
By the way.
What?
You had your brother take care of your plant?
Oh, no.
Yeah, don't expect too much money out of the money tree.
What? It's dying?
Didn't look too good last time I saw it.
What? It was flourishing last time I saw it.
And one of them was completely dead. A little seedling was dead.
I'm going to have to follow up. All right, that's Cam's Uppers.
That was awesome. I'm so glad that you mentioned that. That was great.
Listen, if you made it to the end of the show, it means that you're a super sneaky freak and we love you very much. And thank you for bearing with us as we go on these weird tangents. Yeah. I also want to thank everyone who the sneakiest freaks who join us on Patreon, who give us gifts every month to keep our lights on. Thank you so much to all of you. And
we really appreciate it.
I'd love this group of people. We had a Zoom hangout. We do a monthly Zoom hangout with our sneaky freaks on Patreon. And I'm sitting here. In Zoom, and I love each and every person that shows up to this thing.
It is unreal. You guys, shout out to all our sneaky freak Zoomers, because you guys just can you can make any bad mood into a good mood.
That's right. It's true.
We've gotten to know everybody, and we know their pets, and there's some weird pets that they have. Bunny rabbits,
and it is not too late to join this beautiful little community. All you have to do is join us at patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom, and we will send you that monthly Zoom invite. And if you want to support in another way, you enjoy this show, leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this. Even on Spotify, you can leave us a rating, and it helps us out a lot. Share this with a friend. What more can we ask for, Mother?
I don't know. Did you find that we got a review from someone?
I did not. Instead, do you want to sing everyone out?
I do. And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and having sex with the armpitsies.
Armpitties.
Armpitties. We love you guys so much. We know that you can listen to any other podcast. We know time is valuable, and we really appreciate that you listen to ours.
It's true. Love you guys. Until next week. Bye.
Bye.